I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
Less than a week away from the start of the NFL season. Again, next Thursday, the Chiefs and the Texans will open up the season right here on KOAL. So you're probably gearing up for fantasy football, and that's why we're talking to Joe Bartel right now of RotoWire, giving you a primer for your fantasy football drafts. Joe, before we went to that last commercial break, I gave a tease about the quarterback position. I know you and I have had conversations about this multiple times on air. I'm the kind of guy that stays away from a quarterback early on in the draft because the difference between an RB1 and an RB7 is completely different than the production you'll get out of a QB1 and a QB7, even in a two-quarterback league. How early are you selecting a Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Dak Prescott?
Yeah, I would love to have Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes in the first round, and I know many people are going to go out there and do it. I can't really knock somebody who's going to make that choice. The problem becomes for me, how does the rest of my roster look? I can get a capable 2QB roster with Ben Roethlisberger and Jared Goff and have so much depth at running back and wide receiver that I can contend with the Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes games. Those guys are going to win you games in a 2QB league, also 1QB league. They're going to have those 35, 45-point games. But when I'm talking about consistency, when I'm trying to reach the top of my standings, having most points at the end of the year, that kind of stuff, I think it's a really hard way to construct a roster by taking either one of them earlier. And this applies to certainly even a 1QB league too, right? Like taking Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes in the middle of the second round or third round is a really hard proposition when you're then left with taking David Montgomery or DeAndre Swift or J.K. Dobbins as your running back too, provided you took a running back in round one. And that means you're forfeiting the opportunity to get a Terry McLaurin or a DJ Chark or an A.J. Brown, guys I really, really like this year, wide receiver, as your wide receiver too, and likely having to focus or rely on maybe a Justin Jefferson or a Sterling Shepard as your wide receiver three. Like, there's so many different elements from a roster construction standpoint that just end up getting hindered when you're having to take a quarterback so high. Again, whether it be 2QB leagues or 1QB leagues, it's a really hard thing for me to do. I love Lamar desperately. I desperately love Lamar. I really, really like Patrick Mahomes too. I just can't rationalize taking them when it means I have to have a Todd Gurley or David Montgomery in my starting lineup this year. It's just too tough of a proposition to deal with.
Okay, so let me throw three quarterbacks at you. Which quarterback is the most overrated from an ADP standpoint at this particular time? Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray, or Matt Ryan? And I bring up those three names because we're talking about three guys that are typically inside the top five. Matt Ryan's a borderline top eight, top seven, right? So out of those three names I just threw at you, Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray, Matt Ryan, where's the most value and who do you stay away from out of those three guys?
I thought we were just going to go from a general perspective, and that was like the easiest no-brainer answer with Aaron Rodgers. And it pains me to say as a Packers fan, but I think that the Packers offense is going to be nothing like what you would imagine it to be for a fantasy relevant quarterback. But out of those three names, I really like all three of them. I don't think their ADPs are that bad. And maybe just because I have a really hard time drafting the wide receivers in that round six, round seven range, it's kind of like the Jarvis Landry's, T.Y. Hilton's of the world. And I think Hilton will be fine. I'm kind of warming up to him. But when I can get a guaranteed top seven quarterback, which is really any of those names you mentioned, I feel much safer about that than whatever the downside is for a Landry or Hilton. I guess, trying to push comes to shove, I would probably say Kyler Murray of that group. I think we don't quite know what the highest of upsides of Kyler Murray looks like. I think we can envision it, and I also think that envisioning is maybe based off of some things that we've seen in recency, right? So we're having a bit of a Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson biasness and projecting it onto Murray, and I just don't know if he's the same type of athlete or player. That being said, I'll still take him easily as my QB6 overall, QB5. I think Dak Prescott has QB3 potential, and Matt Ryan is the lowest of that group. I think Matt Ryan, especially in the NFC South and with the Falcons defense, probably is going to have a floor of QB7, and I feel very comfortable rolling that direction. I mean, you look at Kyler Murray's schedule, the NFC West is really, really good. Really good. I know everyone knows that, but they're going to be really good this year. And when I'm saying, all right, I can get a couple of games against the Panthers, or I can get a couple of games of Dak Prescott shooting for a higher contract, or a couple of games of against the Seahawks, against the Rams, against the 49ers, it's a pretty easy call of that group for me to just kind of go the Matt Ryan direction or Dak instead.
Well, Joe, I would be doing a disfavor to the listeners if I didn't ask this question, because I get it a million times a year around this time. So I'm going to let everyone pull their pen and their pads out, and they can go ahead and jot this down. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, it doesn't matter. Let's say just a standard 17, 18, 19 round draft. Who is the one guy that isn't being talked about that Joe Bartel is extremely high on from a position standpoint that can not only add depth but surprise some people as that guy that you get a steal on in the draft? Does anyone come to mind?
Yeah, so I have two, and I'm going to cheat with the first answer, but I'll provide more of an actual question or actual follow-up to your question. I am firmly of the belief that Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the running back for the Chiefs, rookie running back for the Chiefs, is going to be a top five fantasy scorer in PPR leagues. In standard leagues, I get it. Again, I'd rather have Derrick Henry. I think I'd be fine with a Dalvin Cook as well. You could talk me to Joe Mixon, because there's a floor from a rushing perspective that I can't project for Edwards-Helaire. But when I was watching him out of college, preparing for the NFL draft, we do a lot of different coverage on RotoWire, I thought, gee, this guy looks like Brian Westbrook. And we all know what Brian Westbrook did with the Eagles. And then for him to go to the Chiefs, which was basically an affirmation of my scouting process that this is Brian Westbrook. And then for Andy Reid to literally say, this guy looks like Brian Westbrook. I don't know. Like, when you hear that and then assume he's getting the number one starter workload, right? There isn't a Damian Williams. Daryl Williams is behind him. And there's guys like DeAndre Washington that are just players. That's a huge deal to me. And I think you're gonna get laughed at, or people are going to scoff at you for taking him number five or six overall on a PPR perspective, and I will do that every single time, hands down. Of the running backs that are getting drafted in that first round of the first 14 picks, he has the highest chance of doing number one overall fantasy player stuff and isn't being drafted that way. So I love Clyde Edwards-Helaire as a mid-first round pick, and I think especially when you're doing drafts this year or haven't prepared as much, you're going to see him on the ADP in that like 14 or 16 range, and you're not going to realize, oh, wait, this guy is a very clear first-round talent. Make sure to not make that mistake. So that's the first name I've mentioned. The other one, and it's so tough. I normally love the talent, right? Like, when I'm testing these players, I was super into Lamar Jackson last year. He was my guy and ended up proving, you know, crazy dividends for that. I think this year it might be Chris Herndon, and it's not because I like the talent, but the opportunity looks so darn good. I mean, Darren Waller was a late-round tight end last year and ended up being tight end four or five, I think, and it depends on the scoring system. I think Chris Herndon has that upside. You look at the Jets' pass catchers right now, really outside of Jamison Crowder, nobody's able to practice. They've all been injured for the past 3 weeks, and maybe the Jets are playing it safe. But if not, that's a pretty bad pass-catching group already hurt by injuries. There's a lot of positive things coming out of Jets training camp between the connection with Sam Darnold and Chris Herndon. And Herndon's already passed the suspension. Hopefully he doesn't have an injury prop up. You can do a lot worse. He's getting drafted right now as tight end 16, and I think he's got, like, Darren Waller upside. And, again, I'm not a huge fan of the talent, but the connection that he has with Darnold, the opportunities he's going to have is maybe an 80-plus kind of catch tight end. Really hard for me to pass up at his current ADP.
Joe Bartel, again, of RotoWire, joining us right now. Joe, it's always a pleasure to get you on and talk fantasy football. I definitely appreciate the time today. Before I let you go, you have to go ahead and give us the rundown, RotoWire, where we can find you, and, of course, more of your work. And I know you're active podcast-wise as well.
Yeah, so we do, my co-host and I, Joe Kotaris, we do a podcast every Tuesday. It's the Tuesday RotoWire NFL podcast. You just search RotoWire NFL podcast, and we'll be on there. We are up there every Tuesday. We do the free agent acquisition breakdown. So after Monday, we have the RotoWire podcast that just talks about the games, yada, yada. But really the big money podcast is trying to figure out who you need to pick up following all those games that happened Sunday and Monday. Jake and I cover that. It's one of the more listened to podcasts on our network every single year. So definitely check that out if you are interested at all. We have a lot of other content on the site, especially gearing up for NFL season right now. And you can subscribe to the site for just a month for free and be able to figure out if you like our baseball content, basketball, and everything else. Oh, by the way, all sports are happening at the same time. So if you are a multi-sport interest kind of guy like I am, RotoWire is a great site to do that for, and certainly to get you prepared for any of the fantasy draft or DFS content you have out there. So RotoWire.com for a free subscription. It's first, I think, 10 days, 15 days, which should carry you through your entire NFL draft. And if you like the content, that's great. When you do that, you can also get our draft software, loaded up again with that free subscription for the first 15 days and be able to use that software to help with your draft. You can customize it in any way possible. So you can do your 2 QB, 4 defensive player, 2 kicker kind of league adjustments. We got you all covered, any sort of combination you might want with that RotoWire draft software. It's one of my favorite tools to use every year, and it's one I swear by. So definitely check that out as well.
Now, Joe, again, it's a pleasure. Hopefully we can catch up again relatively soon, and I look forward to the future conversations. Thank you very much for the time today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Again, that's Joe Bartel of RotoWire joining us here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to break one last time. We'll come back and put the final touches on this week of the show right after this.